Thank you. I'm going to ask some questions just because I don't know. And I feel like if I don't know the answers, probably other people don't know too either. But, you know, when I was in, I watched online the virtual ZPERT Tuesday night, I think it was. And it looked to me like the end of the line was going to either be Depot Park, that I'm saying that right, Depot Park or Natural Bridges. So why is it that we're keeping rails north of that area?
That's a good question. Just as in other areas of the rail line, in order to remove the rails, you would need to go through the rail banking process. So that's a similar process that would be needed. And there's also been a vision for a potential excursion train if there was a private partnership that could be feasible in the long term.
Okay, thank you. Another just bigger question I have is there's like almost no population on the North Coast. I mean, with all due respect to people that do live there, the population is in Watsonville. Why didn't we start with South County? We're doing all this work, spending a lot of money when there's not really, I mean, I think it's cool. I'm glad people will be able to use it and go do some beautiful recreation, but it just doesn't, anyway, it just doesn't make sense to me why we started on the North Coast.
The primary reason that we're pursuing the North Coast project is because we have a federal partner, and this was a unique opportunity to leverage those federal lands access program funds. Other areas of our county are not eligible for that funding plan, so we took a step to take advantage of leveraging those federal funds, and we're awarded two separate grants from them. So it's really the federal, and I'm of the opinion, it's for the federal partnership that has brought us to build this project on the North Coast.
That's a great explanation. Still, it's a little bit mind-boggling that we're doing all the development that we're doing there and the money that we're spending. And then finally, is it possible for, because there's a few of us up here that are new and might not have been paying attention. Like, I really honestly haven't been paying attention too much to these issues over the last few years. Is it possible to bring back a report on just rail banking, what it means, what the options are, and is it feasible for us now? I'd like to ask that. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, you could direct staff to bring back a report on rail banking.
That's a great idea. and just for, I've been here for a little years, and just, I get from both sides different concepts. I want to finally get to the bottom of the question. What is rail banking? Because I get, you know, one side telling me one thing, other side is telling me another thing. And I want to get what rail banking really is. And I've had conversations with the executive director that I want to have that question answered on our behalf. Because we're, like I said, I just want to put that to bed just for everyone's sake. Commissioner Shipley.
Yes, thank you. As a bike rider, I've tried to ride my bike up to Davenport. It's a popular bike route. It's on the state bike route through California. I will not do it again. It's harrowing to ride your bike along Highway 1, particularly coming back. The rail trail is going to be a great asset for visitors, for bike riders in the county. So, you know, it is true that population is limited, but the demand, I think, especially with the opening of the National Monument, is going to really skyrocket. And we've been very, very fortunate, I think, to be having gotten the grant from the federal government to provide this trail. So I think it's important to recognize that there is going to be a demand for it. It is an important safety and public benefit to both our community and our economy. I want to say a few words about the trail going to Watsonville, because I know for myself, I've been very supportive of making that connection from Aptos to Watsonville. And I hope we're going to be able to have that happen. That should be a real priority. One of the problems we're going to be having in getting grants, outside grants, to do that project is the lack of population. between Aptos and Watsonville. And I think one of the reasons that the projects that have been successfully receiving grant funding are projects, one, in the areas with the highest population, which is the city of Santa Cruz going down to Aptos. And then because we got the FLAP grant, we were able to get the federal funding on those. So I think there really is a need to be thinking about how we're going to be able to fund the remaining segments between Aptos and Watsonville, because providing that connection is very important. But there are going to be real obstacles, not only in terms of the potential limitations of Measure D, but just the need to figure out a strategy to increase the potential of getting outside funding. Because as with all these projects, Measure G is the leverage. The driver is the grants that we're able to get. So given that this has sort of come up, I just wanted to give some of that background, because doing the projects that we're doing is not an attempt to slight connecting to Watsonville. And, you know, doing the segments in Watsonville is a priority that is being worked on. Mm-hmm. And I know as part of the rail feasibility study, we're going to get information on what the segments between Aptos and Watsonville are going to be like. And that's going to be very helpful in terms of, I think, I hope, helping the commission get grants to move those projects forward. Based on that, I'd like to make a motion to approve the staff recommendation.
It's been moved and second.
I do have some, just to make sure that staff knows that we do have over 80,000 people in the Paro Valley too. I know that there might not be in Rio Del Mar in that area, but there is over 80,000 in the greater Paro Valley. So there's a population there. And honestly, I know people don't like the road funding, but the funding for Highway 1 was primarily because we have that population there that traverses that highway daily back and forth. So there is good areas to get, you know, additional grant money for that population.
Thank you. With that, all those in favor?
I need to do a roll call. I'm sorry.